With the onslaught of so many shrinks, particularly the media shrinks, particularly to those who do a lot of pop psychology, there has been a mega theme emerging. The mega theme is children are reasonable. And if children are reasonable, that means big reasonable people can reason with them. Therefore, there has been a subtle and sometimes not so subtle push on the big folks to get better at explaining to children why you do what you do. Right? You're not your dad because I said so, that's why. You start paying the bills around here, then you can give the reasons. You know, we're not going to be like our dad. We're a lot more psychologically sophisticated than those Neanderthal throwbacks, right? We're going to reason. We're going to tell children why you shouldn't punch your brother in the head. Why you should do your schoolwork. Why I really need you to take out the trash now. And not wait until the mold get large enough to eat a hole in the bag. Why I want your room clean before the city health inspectors get calls from people within a 6-mile radius to come in here and denuclearize this place. Now, am I advising you not to give children explanations? No. You can give them an explanation. Once. Maybe twice, if you think you weren't heard the first time around. But you know as well as I do, on most day-to-day stuff of kid misbehavior, you've reasoned through this thousands of times. How many different ways can you tell him he's not supposed to mistreat his sister? How many thousands of permutations and combinations and exhortations can you give Butkus for why he should be more respectful? Do you think that on explanation number 974, he will stop dead in his tracks, look at you, oh mother, I've been so blind. Of course, I see what you're saying now. That's why you're the grown-up and I'm the child. It's also clear to me. Let's hold hands, sing kumbaya, around the campfire, together, as one. Thank you, Mother, for taking time to explain, for letting me know. Had you stopped at explanation number 846, I don't think I would have gotten this. Thank you, Mother. Love and kisses. If that does happen to you at some point, I immediately want to know the name of this child. I want to study this child. I want to refer this child to the Center for Unearthly Phenomenon. Much of parental explanation, in my opinion, is not explanation. It is nothing but occasion for arguing with a child. They don't want an explanation. If they wanted an explanation, don't you think every so often they would agree with it? They would go, bingo, mom, you hit it. You hit it dead on. Thank you. That was the explanation I was looking for. The other 9 that you offered did not resonate with my psyche. But that 10th one, that's the one that connected, mom. I knew you'd find it if you kept going long enough. How long did it take you? 2.5 hours? That's not too bad. I thought you'd get there by 1 hour and 47 minutes, but sometimes you just have to sit and argue for 2.5 hours before I understand. I dare say that over 90% of the stuff that kids do, you don't need any explanation. They already know it's wrong. They've known it's wrong for years. They've heard every possible explanation as to why they shouldn't do it and why they should do something else and why you expect something else and why you don't expect them to do that. They've heard it over and over and over and over. And we got this idea that somehow, as long as we keep over and over and over and over, it'll sink. You are not a Greek philosopher. The Greek philosophers thought if people had right knowledge, they would have right conduct. Well, you're trying to give your kids right knowledge. They've already got the right knowledge. It's not a matter of right knowledge. It's a matter of right will, right self-control, right impulse control, right conduct. He knows he's supposed to say thank you. He knows that. You've been teaching him that for 11 years. When he doesn't say thank you, it's not because he's thinking, oh, Father, I didn't know I was supposed to say thank you. The last 9 years you've been trying to tell me, I haven't been paying attention. I'm old enough now. You mean when somebody gives me something, I'm supposed to look them in the eyes and say thank you? If you'd have just explained that to me a little more clearly, I would have understood. And of course, I would immediately comport my behavior in line with my understanding. Question for you, big people. How often, when you slog your way uphill, flinging thousands of words in the form of an explanation to a child, how often do you stay calm? How often do you, after 27 minutes, hear yourself saying, excuse me, Oxford, I'm beginning to explain myself into frustration, and I'm experiencing some anger pangs, and I'm afraid if we continue this discussion maybe 3 or 4 more days, I will begin to experience some type of stomach distress, and I might be forced to raise my voice. No. Now, come on, you know as well as I do, you start explaining yourself, and you start getting like this, and pretty soon you're like this, and then you can't. Of course. If you've explained before, and in your parental judgment, you think the kids get this, you don't need to explain again. If it's been wrong for the last 7 years, it's still wrong now. You don't have to tell them again why it's wrong. That's why there's these programs out there that sometimes bother me, these programs that 1, 2, 3 this, or do this. Because the implication is you give a child a chance every time, every day, on the same thing he's been doing wrong for the last 12 years. New stuff, complex stuff, go ahead. You explain all you think is necessary to get the child to know your perspective, or at least hear it. But on the day-to-day stuff of misbehavior, the vast majority of the time, explanations are not called for. You've done plenty of explanations. What is called for is discipline. Short, sweet, at least sweet to maybe you. Confident, authoritative, strong, perseverant, consistent. Discipline. The explanations? Well, I'll tell you what. If you're just going to bust if you don't give an explanation, give it after the discipline has taken place. Ask the child, why did I send you to the corner? Why did I make you stand over there?
Oh, no. You don't know? 'Cause I was supposed to stand there.
Why were you supposed to stand there?
'Cause you told me to.
Why did I tell you to?
'Cause you said to.
Why did I say to?
Because I did something wrong.
All right, now you're getting excited. You're getting close. Yes, you did. What was it that you did wrong?
Um,